British police made new arrests today in a scandal over tactics used by journalists at the Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid News of the World, which will shut down this weekend. The paper hacked into the cell phones of as many as 4,000 people, including the families of kidnapped children and soldiers who died in combat. Among those arrested is Andy Coulson, who until recently was a top aide to British Prime Minister David Cameron. Robert Hutton is government and politics reporter for Bloomberg News. And Rob, you were there at the press conference that Prime Minister Cameron called today. What happened?
Well, it was, I think, one of the most exciting events I've covered in my career, just for sheer drama. We were summoned at just more than an hour's notice this morning to Downing Street to hear the Prime Minister launch the defense, really, of his decision to hire as his press spokesman Andy Coulson, a man who was only available in 2007 because he had resigned in disgrace as editor of the News of the World. Cameron was trying to, after a week really where he's been on the back foot on all of this, was trying to get onto the front foot.
And how did he come off, do you think?
Well, I don't think it was his finest performance. I mean, normally when you're at these things, he's a very, very accomplished giver of press conferences and manages the transition between seriousness and light banter very well. He tells jokes, people laugh. Today he told a few jokes that just went flat. He stuck to the line on Coulson that he had decided to give him a second chance, and that was a second chance that didn't work out. The question that he was asked repeatedly was, wasn't this a mistake to hire this man? And when were you warned? Did anyone warn you? And he said, no one gave me any specific warnings. Well, there's some dispute about that. The editor of The Guardian said last night that he had warned people in Cameron's office. All prime ministers, I mean, Cameron made this point, and it's perfectly true, all prime ministers, since Thatcher at least, have tried to woo Murdoch, and some have been more successful than others. I mean, Thatcher had a terrific relationship with Murdoch and the Sun, partly because they largely believed the same things. Tony Blair very successfully wooed Murdoch. It has always been a smart thing to try and be close to Murdoch, and you see that not just in politicians, the police, frankly. It is fairly clear in 2006, decided that they weren't going to investigate any of this very hard. They faced an inquiry into why they didn't look at any of those 4,000 names 5 years ago. So it has been quite a smart thing to stay close to Murdoch, and now suddenly that closeness is becoming a little bit toxic.
Do you think that this signals real possible damage to the Murdoch media empire? And what does it say for, you know, press freedoms?
There is a requirement that broadcasters should be run by what's called a fit and proper person. This might start to risk the fit and proper person status. I think, to be honest, that that's unlikely because the fit and proper person bar is pretty low. If you look at some of the other people who own bits of TV stations in the UK, I think if I were the Murdoch empire, the bit I would be worried about is not the newspapers, it's the television. Then we have some other kind of inquiry, the details of which are very unclear, about the press and all of that. That is a bit harder to know what's going to come of that. I mean, it's media ethics is some big old topic. I'm a British journalist who works at an American news organization, so I'm acutely conscious of the different standards that operate on the different sides of the Atlantic. Some form of new regulation has been promised out of this. At the moment, there's a form of self-regulation with something called the Press Complaints Commission that everyone, but all political leaders now seem to agree, has not been doing a very good job. Cameron was really quite rude about it this morning, so something else will replace it. But it's difficult because Cameron said, you know, you want to have a free press. It's not the business of the government to be saying what stories should be run or who should be editor of what. How do you have a free press and, in a way, not have self-regulation? I'm sure that they will spend many months talking about this.
That's Robert Hutton, UK government and politics reporter for Bloomberg News.